Well, howdy there, all you emergency preparedness enthusiasts. Welcome to the Home Fire Safety Podcast with yours truly, Prepper Patty. I'm here to guide you through the wild and wacky world of staying safe and prepared when it comes to home fires. Now, you might be wondering, who in tarnation is this Prepper Patty, and why should I listen to her? Well, let me introduce myself. I'm just a gal with a knack for being ready for anything life throws at me, whether it's a freak thunderstorm or a kitchen mishap. And let me tell you, I've got stories that will make you giggle and gasp at the same time. Today, we're kicking things off with the importance of being prepared for emergencies, specifically when it comes to home fires. Now, you might be thinking, Patty, why so serious? But fear not, my friends, because we're going to tackle this topic with a dash of humor and a whole lot of know-how. So, sit tight, grab a cup of Joe, and let's dive into the wonderful world of home fire safety with Prepper Patty. All right, folks, let's dive into the top 5 fire prevention tips to keep your home safe and sound. First up, we have kitchen safety. Now, I know we all fancy ourselves as master chefs, but let's try to keep the kitchen drama to a minimum. Keep an eye on those sizzling pans and annoyingly flammable kitchen towels. They have a habit of causing more trouble than a clumsy chef with a spoon. Next, let's talk about those electrical hazards. I don't know about you, but I've seen one too many overloaded power strips that look like a crusty old octopus. And let's not forget those delightful space heaters that are just waiting for an opportunity to turn themselves into mini volcanoes. Keep those cords tidy, folks, and resist the urge to daisy chain power strips like you're preparing for a game of home decor dominoes. Now, who loves candles? Everyone, right? They create that delightful ambiance and make your home smell all fancy and wonderful. But let's remember to blow them out before we doze off, shall we? We don't need any sleepwalking candlelight parades breaking out in our homes. Moving on to the importance of having a foolproof escape plan. Yes, folks, it's time to channel your inner escape artist and map out your exit strategy. None of us want to be caught in a real-life game of the floor is lava with flames and smoke hanging around. And last but definitely not least, let's talk about the superstars of safety, smoke detectors. Those little guys are the unsung heroes of fire prevention. Check the batteries, test them regularly, and give them a little pat on the virtual back for always having our backs. So there you have it, folks, the top 5 fire prevention tips to keep your home and hearth safe from harm. Until next time, stay safe and keep those flames where they belong, in the fireplace. All right. So you've mastered the art of fire prevention, and you're feeling pretty smug about your smoke alarms and fire extinguishers. But here's the thing. What good are those safety measures if you don't have an awesome evacuation plan in place? Picture this. Flames engulfing your living room, smoke billowing through the hallways, and you standing there scratching your head, wondering which way to run. Not a pretty sight, right? Fear not, dear listeners, because I'm about to turn you into the Houdinis of home fire escapes. First things first, designate primary and secondary escape routes from every room in your house. Remember, the front door might not always be an option, so think outside the box. Maybe it's a window, a back door, or even a trap door to your secret bunker. Whatever works. Next, let's make sure those escape routes are clear and easily accessible. That means no overstuffing your closets with junk, no stacking furniture like a game of Jenga, and definitely no booby-trapping your house. We're looking at you, MacGyver enthusiasts. Now, in the unlikely event of a fire, timing is everything. That's why it's crucial to practice your escape plan with the whole family. And no, that doesn't mean casually strolling through the motions. We're talking full-on fire drill mode, complete with a stopwatch and possibly a cape, to make it feel more dramatic. The goal is to have everyone out of the house in under 2 minutes. Not because it's a world record attempt, but because every second counts when there's a fire breathing down your neck. Lastly, don't forget about our furry friends. Pets are part of the family too, so make sure to include them in your evacuation plan. Maybe an adorable fireman's hat for Fido, or a little firefighter's jacket for Fluffy. Hey, if it gets them excited about safety, why not? So, there you have it, folks. With a foolproof evacuation plan in place, you'll be sliding down that fireman's pole like a pro. Stay safe, stay prepared, and don't forget to practice I Just Survived a Fire victory dance. So, you're standing in the hardware store, staring at a wall of fire extinguishers and feeling utterly overwhelmed. Don't worry, we've all been there. It's like choosing your first pet fish. Do you go for the feisty Siamese fighting fish or the laid-back goldfish? When it comes to fire extinguishers, the key is to match the right type to the potential fire hazard. It's not just about grabbing the first extinguisher you see and hoping for the best. Let me break it down for you. There are different classes of fire extinguishers for different types of fires. Class A is for ordinary combustibles like wood and paper. Class B is for flammable liquids. Class C is for electrical fires. And Class D is for flammable metals. Now let's talk about when to actually use that trusty fire extinguisher. Here's a little secret. If the fire is taller than you, it's time to focus on getting out of there, not playing firefighter. Safety first, people. Remember, when the flames are getting out of hand, it's time to grab your family and pets and get out of the house, and maybe take the goldfish with you, just for good measure. All right, so let's see Prepper Patty in action. She's got her emergency kit, her exit plan, and her trusty fire extinguisher at the ready. The mock fire drill begins, and Patty springs into action, directing her family towards the designated exit. Suddenly, the cat goes missing, and Patty insists on rescuing Fluffy before leaving the house. As she triumphantly emerges from the smoke with the unimpressed feline cradled in her arms, it's clear that Patty's dedication to both safety and her furry friend knows no bounds. Her family members roll their eyes but humor her as she proudly declares, "I've saved the day, and Fluffy too." Hello and welcome to the Q&A segment of our episode on home fire safety. Let's jump right into some burning questions from our listeners, pun intended. Listener 1, is it true that cooking is the leading cause of home fires? Well, listener, you could say that cooking is definitely hot when it comes to fire safety risks at home. It's no surprise that unattended cooking is a top culprit, so keep an eye on those sizzling pans. Listener 2, how often should I replace my smoke alarms? Ah, the eternal question. The general rule of thumb is to replace smoke alarms every 10 years. But if your alarm starts chirping at you, it's time for a change, just like a demanding pet. Listener 3, any tips for making fire safety fun for kids? Absolutely. Turn fire safety into a game. Have a fire drill where the family practices escaping to a designated meeting spot and the winner gets to choose dinner. A cool way to keep the little ones engaged. And there you have it, folks. We hope these fiery Q&A moments have sparked some new insights into keeping your home safe from the flames. Until next time, stay safe and sizzle on.